3 years and then...
University of Texas?
University of Texas for 3 years.
Did you just graduate from UT?
No. But I never did practice it.
Beg pardon?
I never did practice it.
Oh.
You couldn't make a living at it.
Was that
I got out. I got out of school back in the bottom of the Depression, and the Depression was on. And couldn't find a job anywhere, and you put out a shingle, and no business would come around, you'd starve to death. So I had a chance. I worked at that for about, oh, I think a total of 6 months. God opened up this place and I took the job and I held it ever since.
Mm-hmm.
You can see why I didn't practice at all.
And what was, did you go to college? Was it like it is now? You go to college for 4 years as an undergraduate, then law school was in addition to that?
No, you could, you had to attend 3 years of law school. And you could get your pre-law work off any way you want to. There are certain prescribed work that you had to get, certain academic work that you had to get off the law school. You had to get a certain amount of English and history and mathematics and science. And then after that, you entered the law school, you had 3 years of that. But I got off some of my academic work during the summertime. So I was in school actually 4 long semesters. Plus about 2 summers. I got through with it, and I don't know why I got through with it, because after I got out of school, couldn't make a living at it. I went to Buford Justice Office. Buford was a man that was later governor of Texas. Asked him for a job, and he said, well, I'm not making a dime around this. If you can use my office and read my books if you want to. If any business comes in, if I don't work, you can have it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but I haven't got any business offer. And so I said, well, maybe I'll take you up on that. I thought maybe he was handing me a line, a bull. No, he wasn't. Shut up, he didn't have much business. So back in those times, it was kind of hard to make a living. There's one old boy here in town used to get people out of traffic violations. People would get a ticket for speeding and some traffic violation. They'd go to the lawyer. He'd say, well, I'll charge, it's going to cost you $25. Attorney fee, that's what I charge. And it's payable in advance. All right? They'd pay him $25. He'd walk over to the city hall, pay the fine for about $15, and stick the other $10 in the pocket. Now that used to happen. I never did good.
Well, I can see.
I can see what you've done.
Yep.
Was there any reason in particular that you started at A&M?
No, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know what I wanted to do when I went to A&M. A&M was a He-Man school.
I was down there, you know, in that area. I went over to College Station.
Oh, yes, you go down there, and everything's for A&M down there.
Oh, that's the truth. Everything's aggie.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It used to be worse then than it is now. Mm-hmm. If you were an aggie, you had hair on your chest, and you were a He-Man. But I don't know. I went there for a couple of years. Kind of got caught up with it. It's not a hard school to go to. As a matter of fact, it's easy to make your grade there.
Yeah.
Very easy. And it's a pretty nice school. They have good buildings and they have military there. The organization takes pretty good care of the students. But they got women there now. I don't know how it is now since they got women.
They've got a pretty big enrollment.
Well, I think they do. I think they've got a pretty big enrollment. They used to get all hyped up about playing Texas University, and Texas University would be another thing.